Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Akini Glasgow. I'm a graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, with a degree in International Relations and a minor in History. On this day, March 15, 1952, a very important press conference was held at the office of Cardinal Austin in Bridgetown. It was to confirm that Trans-Canada Airways, which had started serving the Barbados route in December 1949, would continue to operate in Barbados. Rumors had been circling that the airline, formed in 1937 with headquarters in Montreal, was contemplating or would contemplate the cessation of its service there due to the uniqueness of the TCA system, as well as the belief that the new aircraft the TCA would be using, the turbojet, would not stop in Barbados. However, then-president of the TCA, Mr. Gordon McGregor, explained that he was completely shocked at these rumors. He said that there was no need to worry, saying travel down here from Canada begins increasing when transatlantic travel shows a decline, and the last thing anyone connected with the TCA would do is to contemplate the cessation here or any of the other Caribbean destinations. This was because, according to him, Canadians were more inclined to take their winter vacations due to the opening up of destinations such as Barbados. Though they found their local locations quite favorable during the summer, during the winter, the citizens were far more likely to vacation down here when it was not as pleasant in Canada. Regarding the turbojet allegations, Mr. McGregor duly denied these accusations, as he believed that the airline operated for the purpose of carrying traffic, and they did not propose to use any aircraft that would be unsuited to these services. In fact, he so strongly disagreed with these rumors that he termed them ridiculous. He pointed out that the airline did not even own any turbojets and had no desire to procure one, saying they would like to see more developmental work as well as experience before they even considered investing in that direction. Mr. McGregor insisted that the company was quite satisfied with the four-engine Northstar aircraft and the five Super Constellations which were to arrive the next year, and would buy no aircraft that would require a reduction in the route pattern. Lastly, he explained that the previous year was an excellent one financially, as it was the first time since immediately following the war that the company had operated with a comfortable net surplus. This was due to the substantial growth in traffic, where the company shuttled 980,000 passengers during 1951, as well as the increase in revenue which more than exceeded the operation costs. This explanation by TransCanada's first president and top official on this day, March 15, 1952, went a long way to squashing rumors of the impending cessation of operations. Since then, the airline, which changed its name to Air Canada in 1965, has continued its steady relationship with Barbados, with regular flights contributing greatly to the island's tourism sector.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.